Hey there, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jacks from the Daily Jacks on AVA Live Radio. I'm going to talk to you about some creating engagement on Facebook. If you haven't logged into our Facebook page at AVA Live Radio, I suggest that you do because I'm live streaming there and giving you page reviews, some great tips, and just helping you guys out over on Facebook all this month. You definitely want to tune in for that. But aside from that, what is the point of Facebook? I mean, it really does have a lot of people on the platform. They are prioritizing certain things. And if you've noticed that you're posting on your personal page or your public page and you're not getting any engagement, then maybe these tips will be for you. It's great to build that fan base and increase the number of likes and also increase the number of engagement. Because when I say engagement, it is likes are engagement, but I prefer to try and nurture connections. So we're looking for comments here because comments are certainly going to prioritize your post higher in the newsfeed of everyone's page. So you want them scrolling through your system and seeing things. But aside from them seeing it, you want to post things on your page that are going to encourage engagement. And maybe these tips will really give you that heads up, you know, that little edge above the competition. Facebook is such a great opportunity, and I don't want to see you guys miss it, that's for sure. So one of the big things, I think, that really does work is questions on Facebook. When you ask people questions, that tends to solicit a response more than anything else. Another great thing you can do is actually add selfies and more personalized pictures as long as they are in focus and things that, you know, people don't think are low quality images. Because if the images are really low quality or they look too professional, sometimes that can throw people off. Keep it real personal and you'll be more likely to engage people to read the descriptions and also engage with you. But 1,000 of fans certainly is a way to get started. If you are not at 1,000 yet and you're maybe at 100 or just at 4, whatever it is, then you're going to want to post things on your page, but then go out onto Facebook and find people to attract to your page. And one of the ways that you can do that is once you have a really great post established, is you can share the post from your public page to your private page just by clicking share when you're logged in, and then writing a description, telling people about where your other page is. And that way you're going to start seeing that post reach and get included, and it will start to boost it. Because obviously your personal page is going to be a little more active than your public page. So that's a great way to get started. Another way is to advertise on your mailing list and also tell more people about your new Facebook page everywhere you are. So when you're on group pages and you're in Messenger, you can not only sign into group pages based on your public page so that people follow it back to your public page, but you can also exist out there just on your public page. And the more you use it, of course, the more people are likely to see it. But if you are going about things through your private page, then just be sure to mention and introduce that to everyone in every single conversation that you have out there on Facebook, as well as on the other social media platforms. Another thing you should very much do, and I talk to you guys about this a lot, is live streaming. Live streaming is prioritized higher than anything else these days on Facebook. Probably not as much as it was years ago when they first started it, but now that, you know, Facebook has had a recent purge of bad accounts and things like that, I think it's really interesting to start engaging with people on the live streams. It's a really good idea, and it certainly will help boost your page. Having an opinion is definitely an X factor for your Facebook page. The more opinionated you are, the more people will be inclined to answer those posts, whether it be something that they're going to yell at you back about or argue the point with you. But I would say that most people stay away from politics and religion and things like that, try and find things to talk about that won't have you choosing one side or the other. Especially if you're building a brand in the beginning, you really just don't need to get into those kinds of attacks that will solicit on Facebook for sure. Recommending people is another great thing. Whenever you have somebody sharing something or doing or taking action on your page, you definitely want to answer those comments. Those are really, really important. If you are live streaming and you don't see anybody jumping into the live stream right away, don't worry. It takes about 3 minutes for any new page to even tell people that you are live streaming. They have gotten a little bit better, but Facebook is one of those things where there's so much going on that when you're live streaming, it's not necessarily telling everybody right off the bat. So it's going to take a little time. So I hope those tips really helps you out. Don't forget to take a look at your content overall. Make sure there's nothing repetitive or nothing that looks a little dead or untidied up. You know what I mean? And make sure that you always post at least something fresh every single day. Otherwise, it's going to look like a dead zone and nobody's going to want to follow you. Also, remember that that Facebook page is your form of entertainment to the world. So definitely keep it entertaining, keep it interesting, and work hard at making your content the best it can be. This is Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. I'll be back again tomorrow. And don't forget to join me at AVA Live Radio on Facebook for the live event at 10 p.m. tonight.